Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's go back to Wisconsin. One of my favorite guys, Ryan Koenig, the Sturgeon General. Yes, that's his name, the Sturgeon General, not the Surgeon General, the Sturgeon General. Why is he known as the Sturgeon General? He's known as the Sturgeon General because he is a world expert on sturgeon. And he's certainly the DNR's expert on sturgeon. Sturgeon General Ryan Koenig. There's a lot of sturgeon in Wisconsin, in Lake Winnebago. I mean, there's lots of sturgeon. They're very, very big fish, big, enormous fish. Well, they're mad at him because sturgeon produce caviar. Now, you've heard of Russian caviar and this, that, and the other thing, very expensive. Well, I'll tell you something. Caviar from sturgeon in Wisconsin is a super delicacy. Now, what you do is it's basically fish eggs, little black fish eggs, and they're raw, and you put them on toast points and drink them with a glass of white wine. Now, this is not my deal. This is not something that I do, but it's very expensive. It can be $100 an ounce, apparently. And anyway, the DNR will capture sturgeon, and their eggs, and they study this stuff, but they don't study every egg, and they don't want it to go to waste. So Ryan Koenig's decided to eat some of it. You know, on a DNR salary, you ain't going to run around buying $100 an ounce caviar, Russian caviar. Our caviar is better, quite frankly, sturgeon caviar from Wisconsin. So he and some of the boys snarfs them down. And he was charged. They said, well, that's a crime. That's what? Stealing sturgeon. Some of them are going to be what? Wasted anyway? Who knows? Okay. They finally had an ounce of common sense. And what they did is they let him plead to a misdemeanor and pay a $50 fine. He still has apparently one other charge he's facing. They should dismiss that thing, okay? Or hold it open. You know, there's a thing in prosecutorial discretion. There's a lot of ways around it. You say, okay, we're going to hold it open, plead guilty to a misdemeanor, no fine. We'll hold it open. And if you haven't eaten any sturgeon eggs for a year, if you haven't done that, we'll let you go. That's what they should do. I mean, really, that's what they should do. The DNR needs scientists, especially a world expert. And the truth is, the Republicans just removed 11 science positions out of the DNR. 11 science positions. They're doing everything they can to interfere with the DNR's regulation of forever chemicals, because some of their donors, 3M in particular up in Minnesota, have lobbied to stop them from doing that. The Republicans get rid of 11 science positions, get rid of all money for testing, even testing municipal wastewater for forever chemicals. And they throw out, you know, remember after the lame duck legislation, they throw out even regulations on how much you can pump into the water because their donors didn't want it. And here we have the Sturgeon General, and this does not have to do with forever chemicals, but our sturgeon population is very important, very important, very important. Tourism is important, fishing is important. And right now with forever chemicals, they're drinking bottled water in Marinette, parts of Dane County, parts of La Crosse, and it's going to spread more around the state. And then you're not going to be able to eat deer that have drunk this water. This is what's happening. So here we have an oasis, a world expert on sturgeon, the Sturgeon General, Ryan Koenig, and he's got to be retained. The fact that he snarfed down some sturgeon, good for him. You know, the other thing that I think you do is, guys at the DNR can't afford $100 an ounce sturgeon, but you give them an employee discount. You can say, just report what you're doing, and you can have up to X ounces, an employee, and we're going to charge you $1 an ounce, okay? Just do it that way instead of throwing it out. You like it on toast points with a glass of wine, just do it. At all costs, we must protect the Sturgeon General. Quite adamant about that. Okay, going back to Europe, one of the things, this is not generally talked about as much as it should be. But when there was the Brexit vote in Britain, and they narrowly voted to disassociate with the European Union, Russia hacked into that, just like they did our 2016 election. Scotland, which is part of Great Britain, voted against leaving the EU. Northern Ireland, part of the Great Britain, voted against it. And I'm talking about people on both sides, nationalists and Republicans and unionists, all of them voted against it. Wales, it was almost split. It was only in England, that's part of Great Britain, that it passed narrowly. Now, the problem with that is Ireland, you have the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, very, very amicably related. They're all one people. I've been over to both of them. They all look like me. I mean, you know, these. What is this? It's one island, but in any event, there was a border problems. Good Friday Accords took care of that. Bill Clinton is one of our great presidents, took care of that. So there's no border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland now. And what happens is goods are produced in Dublin, then they're sent to Belfast to be finished, then they're sent back to Dublin for really fine finishing, goes back and forth, and then it's distributed in one or the other. If you had to pay customs duties to the EU every time that went across the border, it would shut down trade or really hurt trade. It hurt the economies of both places and cost jobs. So common sense solution was, all right, England, you want a border. Well, make the border the Irish Sea. Make it the Northern Ireland coast. So therefore, within Ireland, these guys can trade. And then you send stuff into Northern Ireland. Then you have an EU outpost. But by the way, why don't you get back into the EU and cut out this nonsense? Well, Boris Johnson and the Tories are being lobbied by unionists in Northern Ireland saying, well, that hurts our feelings. We're not feeling real close to Great Britain with that. So we don't want that anymore. And all of the disruption that you have read about in the paper in the last month has been from unionists in mostly kids, basically, in Northern Ireland who are ginned up by unionist politicians. Hey, I got a solution, guys. I got a real good solution. Britain, get back in the EU. Get back in the EU. Germany's in the EU, France is in the EU, Italy, Spain, there's lots of countries in the EU, and a lot of them historically never got along. So what? The idea is to unify against Russia, unify against authoritarianism, and everybody does better. Now, Britain is trying to say that French fishermen can't fish in the English Channel over a certain fish. Come on. Come on. You're going to throw a hand grenade in all this over what? That vote that the Russians hacked into? Come on. So two things that are very, very important and of lesser importance is that border still has to stay at the Irish Sea at the Northern Ireland coast. There cannot be a hard border between the two Irelands, which one day will be one Ireland. And Joe Biden's made that clear to Boris Johnson, and so does Macron of France. He said, look, the position of the EU and the United States is you cannot reignite that fighting that goes back to the 1990s in Ireland. You just can't do it. And number two, by the way, guys, why don't you come back in the EU? So so they can't have that hard border. But the second thing that is much more fundamental is Britain, get back in the EU. This is not the 18th and 19th century. You know, it's not Britannia rules the waves. It's not the sun will never set on the British Empire. You know, guys in short pants having gin and tonic served to them by Africans. And, you know, I mean, that stuff is over. It's over. There's a world economy out there. And it's up for entrepreneurs. It's not just up for the sons of the House of Lords who runs companies. It's whoever is the best manager. It's whoever is the best entrepreneur. So deal with it. Get over it. Knock it off. Just tell the unionist politicians, throw them a bone. You know, do something for them, but something that's innocuous. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We'll be right back.